He went forward to shake paws with Martin, but the figure backed away. His face was scowling, and he picked something up from the floor. It was Orlando's huge battle axe. Matthias was shocked. Martin advanced upon him and prodded the axe head into his side. It nipped him painfully.
Ouch! Martin, it's me, Matthias. Why are you attacking me?
Martin jabbed Matthias in the side again, this time calling out in a loud, accusing voice.
Why do you sleep, warrior? You must save your son and his friends.
Matthias tried to reach his sword to defend himself as Martin thrust at him again, but his paws felt lifeless. They hung limp by his sides. He winced with pain as the great axe seared his side again.
A warrior who sleeps in time of danger is no warrior, but a coward.
Ouch! Stop it.
Matthias awoke to find he had somehow rolled off Orlando and was lying on the head of the axe. Each time he moved, it dug painfully into his side. Sitting upright, he rubbed the spot, realising it had all been a fevered dream. But it was also help and a warning from his fellow warrior spirit. Forcing himself upright, he held the axe by the twin blades, and by staggering about in the dark, he located the blocked entrance. With agonising slowness, he pulled himself as high as he could up the sloping hill of debris until he was at its topmost point. Breathing hard, sweat starting out all over beneath his habit, Matthias began probing the rubble heap with the long axe handle, pushing and shoving laboriously. He felt the long axe haft sink into the hill. Sometimes it struck a rock, but with a bit of manoeuvring, he thrust it past the obstacle. Almost the full length of the haft was buried in the pile. With a final effort, he gave one last painful shove and fell forward as the haft buried itself entirely. Slowly, wearily, he started waggling the shaft by pushing the twin blades from side to side. Then, very carefully, he began withdrawing the axe from the hole he had made, with painstaking care sliding the axe back until it came all the way out. Matthias knelt paw deep in the rubble, hardly daring to draw breath. Like the first kiss of sun upon ice in spring, he felt it on his whiskers. Fresh air! Tears of gratitude flowed freely through the dust upon the warrior's face. Cool, clean, fresh air, and a shaft of daylight poured in.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you for our lives, my long-dead warrior friend.
Scrambling down off the heap, Matthias located Basil. Rubbing the hare's limbs and tugging at his ears, he pummeled and massaged as best he could. It took quite a while before there was any response. Then Basil soon proved he was his old self.
Ouch! Ouch! Steady on, laddie. Why'd you wake me? I was halfway through a leek and lettuce pasty and just getting ready to demolish a summer salad as big as a house. Could have done it too if you hadn't come along. I say, my old head's bursting. Must have been that cask of elderberry wine me and old Spike drank together. I got more than him, though. Bigger swallow, is he?
Matthias ruffled Basil's ears gratefully.
Come on, up on your paws, you old glutton. See to young Cheek while I deal with Jess. It'll take three of us to bring Orlando round. I hope he hasn't stopped breathing altogether.
It took them a considerable while to wake the others. Fortunately, they were all still alive, though Orlando gave them a few anxious moments, and heads still ached. However, they were uplifted and heartened by the small flow of fresh air and the shaft of daylight that penetrated their tomb. Finally, Orlando sat up, nursing his head.
Oh, I've got a headache big enough for 10 badgers. I never knew fresh air could taste so good, though. It's like drinking from a cold mountain stream in midsummer.
Steady on, old chap. Don't start talking about cold drinks. It's more than a body can stand, don't you know? Why, I remember the best drink I ever had.
Jess had stifled Basil's reminiscences with her thick, fair tail. She held up a paw for silence.
Shh! Listen!
In the sudden stillness, they could faintly hear noises from outside. Cheek danced up and down.
There's some creatures out there, I'm sure of it!
They listened intently. Sure enough, faint sounds filtered in with the air and light through the hole. Jabez Stump voiced his feelings.
Could be friends, or mayhap they could be enemies.